Where do you like to sit when you're on the coach? Hmm? The coach industry has started to follow the example of budget airlines, allowing people to reserve specific seats. National Express have looked at this and they've examined the types of people who sit in the types of seats. Yes, this is the psychology of coach travel. Join me, my friends, join me do on the buses. Blakey, Olive, I liked Olive. Arthur, Stan, wonderful, what a wonderful show. Yeah, so listen, it's no surprise probably that half of us go for a window seat and that makes us the daydreamer, as opposed to a hurrier. Now the hurriers plump for an aisle seat in the front three rows. I know. Earlier on, I spoke to psychologist Denise Taylor. I asked her, can our choice of seat really be an indication of who we are as a person?
Well, it can, and it was really exciting. So when National Express asked me to review the data and we looked at where people sat, we found that over 50% of people would choose the window seat. So you think about the reasons why, and then you've got 33% who want the first few seats and the aisle seats. And then the third biggest number, nearly a quarter, want the two seats just behind the driver.
Yeah.
And so I had to think about, well, what does that mean? And use my psychology to interpret it.
So if we need a seat by the window, what does that make us? Let's start there.
I think that makes you a dreamer. You know, when you can look out of the window, let your thoughts wash all through you. And people who daydream, they're often the sorts of people that they're open to new experiences. They're thinking about what might be, they're imagining what's going ahead. And the other thing that you have, not only on the coach, but thinking about when you're on the train or when you're on the plane, is you're not going to be disturbed.
Yeah.
So you can sort yourself out, you can create a little nest. And you know, if you want to disturb somebody, fair enough, but nobody's going to be disturbing you.
Now, the opposite of a daydreamer who wants the window seat is a woman or a man who can't get off the coach quick enough. In fact, they want to be first off the coach. They're a hurrier, so they want the aisle seats, don't they?
And at the front. And I know that can often be me.
Really?
Well, it all depends, doesn't it? Because I don't think we're the same sort of person all the time. But, you know, the hurriers, they're the people. They've got all their stuff to go and they've got places to go and people to meet. And you've got to be at the front because there's no point being at the aisle at the back because you're going to have to wait for, you know, every person and their dog to get off first of all.
Yes.
So, you know, the speedy exit, and you think about it on plane travel as well, that's what many people with just hand luggage will want.
They could be the most prized seats on the charabang behind the driver because A, you get off first, and B, you get the view of the driver.
I know. And, you know, I was in London yesterday and it always reminds me of the old Routemaster buses. And you know how you always want to go upstairs?
Yeah.
And that view. And I think, you know, sometimes when you're travelling and on a coach, and the coach stops, you think, what's happened? And you just don't know and it gets a bit frustrating. But when you're right there at the front, you can see and you say, this is why there's a hold-up.
Yeah.
And so you feel a bit less stressed and can see what's going on. And it's just nice, I think, to be able to have this perfect view of the road ahead.
Yeah, but there's only four seats to go for at the front. It can be quite a scrum, you know.
Well, but this is why you book. And so you've got to be the sort of person who plans well ahead.
Yeah.
Because if you just decide today you need a coach to go somewhere tomorrow, well, those five seats might have gone.
Now, when we were at school, and I'm going back a long way, Denise, don't get me wrong, there was nothing better than heading for the very back, the back seat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd probably go back as far as you. And if I remember my being on the back seat, that's because you could be a little naughty. You weren't going to... If there was a teacher or somebody nearer the front, you could just do whatever you wanted to do. So it was quite nice to be there. And I always think the five seats at the back were nice because, you know, you often had an extra seat as well. Or it was just easy to be all with your friends together.
Yeah. And if you had the middle of the back seat, you could see right down the aisle at everybody else.
And you could kick your legs, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Up and down.
Well, you could do what you want on the back, because as you've just said, the teacher was at the front, so you're okay.
So that was as naughty ones all on the back row, wasn't it?
I love a coach trip, you know. Call me old-fashioned, but I love a coach trip.
I think sometimes people forget about coaches. You know, we just think, oh, yeah, we'll get a train ticket. But sometimes coaches are just as quick. And I think it's quite nice because, yes, when you're looking out of a train, you can see the view, but it's just countryside. Mm. You can be, you know, looking in people's windows as you're going through a city and a town. And it's quite interesting. There's more going on. So I think I quite like the coach myself as well.
Long live the coach trip and long live the coach driver, I say as well.
Yeah, they've got a lot to contend with, haven't they?
Haven't they? So me and you then, Denise, here's the final bit. Me and you, we're going to set off on a nice trip from Worcester to Weston-super-Mare for the day. How does that sound first?
That sounds good. Let's
Beautiful.
Hope the sea's in.
Yeah, it won't be. Take an anorak. Where are we going to sit?
I want
a packed lunch, yeah. We'll have a couple of cobs for on the way there.
Oh,
how's
nice,
that?
Nice.
And a flask. Where are we going to sit?
Well, you know, we're going to have a nice chat, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we're not going to be fussed about getting off the bus. I think we're near the back, don't you?
I think.
All those who want to hurry, hurry. And we'll just sit back and observe and think, you know what? We're fine. Let's have another cup of tea.
Yeah, let's have another cup of tea out of our flask and open the cobs. Morning, Mount Lord Taylor of Bromsgrove here. Coaches, you say? I'm in a bit of a conundrum after that piece. If it's a double-decker bus, I'll head for the top or the front of the coach right behind the driver. Yeah, you're one of them, are you? It's because I'm a high flyer. Know what I mean? I do. Well, you're a lord, Lord Taylor. I'm doffing me cap as I'm reading this. But if it's a single-decker bus or a coach, I'll head for the back row because I like to watch what's going on from an elevated lordly position. So what am I? A daydreamer because I like to watch the window? A backseat boy because I like the back seat? And what about being on the top deck of a double-decker? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bonkers. You said it, Lord Taylor. You said it. The daydreamers like the window seats. The backseaters, well, they like the back seats. The hurriers like the aisle seats so they can get off quickly. The top seats are right behind the driver. Apparently.
Saturday nights
on BBC Hereford and Worcester.
It's all about the music.
From 8.
You don't have to queue outside in the cold to experience the best live music in Herefordshire and Worcestershire. You know.